Let's move back up here to House Bill 1078, revise certain bond and insurance requirements for trust companies. Senator, I'm on that one too. Senator Brown, I got to turn to you again. And the next one too.
House Bill 1078 is an act to revise certain bond and insurance requirements for trust companies. Proponents.
Again, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, good morning. My name is Tom Adam. Again, I'm here on behalf of the South Dakota Bankers Association. We very much appreciate Senators Munson and Duxbury in bringing this bill forward for us on the Senate side. Back in about 1995, after a rather adversarial 1994, we crafted standalone trust company legislation. We had opposed it for a couple of years, but for various reasons concluded there was no reason to oppose the inevitable. But then again, we were asked to write it. And so we crafted the trust standalone trust company legislation, which is currently on the books, and we made a mistake. If you look at House Bill 1078 in Section 1 on Line 7, it states that before a trust company can commence doing business, it has to post a surety bond with the director of the Division of Banking. If you look at the next section, Section 2, on page 2, line 7, the requirement is for a surety bond or fidelity insurance or both. In other words, there is inconsistency in the current legislation. What 1078 simply does is it eliminates the paragraph that requires a surety bond, and we put similar language in Section 2, which is 6A-19, on page 2 of the bill, where we say that you can purchase either a bond or fidelity insurance or both as may be required by the director, etc. As we see this, it's functionally cleanup legislation. It makes it consistent. It gives the director discretion as to the amount and the kind of bond that would be required, and that would depend, of course, upon the financial wherewithal of the applicant. And that concludes our comments on this bill.
Questions from the committee? Thank you very much, Tom. Other proponents to 1078. Other proponents, 1078. Seeing none, are there opponents to 1078? Opponents to 1078.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I'm Ron Schmidt with the American Insurance Association, and I really, I guess, question the result of the bill. I surely understand the intent, but I believe there's some confusion, and I want to be sure that the committee understands the difference between the surety bond on the one hand and the fidelity bond on the other. Current law does mandate a surety bond, and the bill is drawn, we believe, deletes the mandatory requirement for a surety bond. And the purpose of a surety bond is to protect, and I think this is very critical, the surety bond protects the assets of the clients of the trust. In other words, they have rights under that bond to protect their interests, the client's interests. The fidelity bond, on the other hand, protects the assets of the corporation. For example, from theft by an employee or whatever. And the clients of the trust have no right or interest in the fidelity bond. It's, again, to protect the officers, directors, the corporate assets, as opposed to the client's assets. And it would seem that the way the bill is drafted, that the trust could have a fidelity bond or a surety bond or both. And I believe it would be a mistake to not mandate a surety bond to protect the assets and interests of the client. And I apologize. This was just brought to my attention, and I just want to be sure that the committee does understand the difference between the two types of bonds, their purpose, and that this bill, the practical impact of the bill.
Questions from the committee? Thank you very much. Well, excuse me.
Do you have a proposed amendment?
Well, if you note the in Section 1, it strikes the mandate for the surety bond, which is the bond that protects the client's assets. And in Section 2, does it... It's being eliminated. And then in Section 2, it does state that the director may require either a fidelity bond or a surety bond or both, but maybe not one or maybe not the other. And I just, as a matter of public policy, I guess I just want to be sure the committee understands that you are deleting the statutory mandatory requirement of a surety bond to protect the assets of the clients of the trust.
Further questions, Senator Whiting?
Well, I'd like to hear John Adams on that.
Mr. Adams?
Mr. Chair, we, as Ron indicated, did not realize there was going to be opposition to the bill this morning. And so I don't have a dossier here or a bill brief. I would just simply suggest to you that we have discussed this bill with the director of the Division of Banking, and he has reviewed it. And we simply think that the language on page 2 is sufficient. It would let him and the commission decide if they need a bond or fidelity insurance or both. And as far as the form of the bond, I would imagine they could determine that also. That would be my comment. There's no hidden agenda here of which I am aware. It's a matter of making this thing consistent with so that we know what it is. It's an either or.
Senator Valeski.
Yeah. Mr. Adam, and you did hear Mr. Schmidt testify about the surety bond versus the fidelity bond.
Yeah.
I guess my question would be, do you feel that we are striking something out of state law that would is important for the protection of the client? From the standpoint of having, right now it's mandated that there be a surety bond.
Yes.
We'll give some
it thoughts. Was not considered that way by us. We think that the director can be given some wiggle room. We have sort of a lot of interest in trust activity in South Dakota, and you're all aware of that. And there are frequent applications from folks who want to start trust companies, and a lot of this relates to the dynasty trust mentality which is developed in South Dakota. And these people are, by and large, very sophisticated, responsible applicants, and I believe that this would just make it easier for them to get the kind of insurance that the director may require, depending upon it, on an application-by-application basis. And I think that's my comment.
Senator Whiting?
Well, yeah, I mean, the main thing that seems to be being done here is that you are, in fact, dropping the mandatory requirement. Language on line 5 there that's been deleted says the trust company must at all times maintain a surety bond, and now that's no longer going to be required. Is that why?
It's my understanding
of room. I mean, what kind
no.
of wiggle room?
On page 2 of the bill on line 7,
may be required
as may be required by the director.
So that's not so we no longer have a mandatory situation. That's gone. That's.
Well, basic, reading line 6 again, if I might, Mr. Chair, basic protection for fiduciary clients of a trust company shall be provided by the purchase of a bond, or fidelity insurance, or both, as may be
required.
We can strike the may there and make it shall. That would be a friendly amendment, in my view. I shall be required by the director. If that's the question.
If it's mandatory, it doesn't need to be required by the director. He's out of it. It's just mandatory.
It would give the director an option to determine what it would be. A bond in what kind of form? Fidelity insurance?
Maybe
or what?
In form and content as... required by the director. I mean, I don't know. It's your feeling, not mine. Is this something that we do need or we don't need?
Well, we think
mandatory bond.
I cannot envision the director or the commission authorizing the trust company corporate existence and the ability to conduct its business without some kind of a bonding requirement. Banks have it. We have trust departments and banks, and we have fidelity insurance, and it works very well. It's also required by statute.
Well, what if we were to say, if I might, Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
On line 7.
Page 2.
After both, let's say, in such form and amount. As maybe shall be provided, as may be required by the director. At least that would give the that would make the point that it's going to be required. The only place a director comes in is required in the form and the amount.
If Mr. Chair, if I understood the senator's amendment, I don't think we'd have any objection to it.
Let's see if Jackie's got that down.
But after the comma, both comma, line 7, page 2, both comma, insert in such form and amount, and then comes the word as may be required by the director.
We would have no objection to that. Thank you.
Well, Senator Boak. It's only the form and the amount to me.
Senator Boak, discussion on the proposed.
Just look at line 6. You
have any comment?
You go to shall on line 6. I don't know.
Senator Sutton.
Well, Mr. Adam, can you tell? Has there been a abuse in this? Is that why it's been taken out, or cost factor that's too costly to require that the surety bond be taken? I mean, is that the reason why?
I believe that the excuse me, Mr. Chairman, if I might.
Go ahead.
I'm probably not the person best qualified to respond to the question. I believe that surety bonds are more difficult to obtain. I think that they are pricier, and there's some question about are they in fact covering what it is we're talking about here. And I think that the way we have this craft, it would make it an either or, depending upon the nature of the applicant. And that was our intention, was to make it a product which we could get that would cover that particular applicant's need as seen by the director and, if necessary, the division.
Thank you.
Senator McCracken, did you have a question?
Okay. Well, I was just looking at the language that's been deleted on page 1, and, maybe better than the language I've just suggested, which wasn't seconded anyway, pick up the old language, maintain a surety bond, and then add appropriate to the size and scope of the company's business, but no event in an amount less than $1 million. That's what it says now. And if we want to be specific. And then leave out as may be required by the director. And that goes back to the old language. Is there any reason we should not maintain that old language?
Mr. Chair, I'm sorry. I wasn't cracking, Senator. I'm sorry.
Look on page 1.
Okay.
Lines 5 to 7.
Yes.
Beginning at the end of line 5 with appropriate. So instead of my language that I just suggested, add... on line 7, page 2, appropriate to the size and scope of the company's business, but no event in an amount less than $1 million. Add that over on page 2, line 7.
Senator Valesky?
Well, just cutting through, I think the issue here is, do we want to continue to mandate that they be required to have a surety bond? Mr. Schmidt may want to visit with us again, but Mr. Schmidt indicated that the surety bond was for protection of the client or clients. So I think that's an important policy factor that has to be determined. Whether you put in size and scope or amount or minimum, whatever, the issue is, do we want to continue to mandate a surety bond?
Saying we do. Mr. Adam is not saying that it would be detrimental.
Mr. Chairman, again... not to get into the debate here between the committee members, but it's our view that within Section 2, that the director and the commission can determine the bond and the form of the bond, or fidelity insurance, or both. If they believe a surety bond is required, then they could require it.
It's not mandatory anymore.
That's right. It would be an optional thing with the director.
Something you really want. I mean, you don't...
If I may.
Yeah.
I think there's some very important issues that were brought up. Senator Valesky made, a good point. And I'd like to see us defer this bill until Thursday and work on this amendment and then bring it up, if that would be all right. Motion has been made to defer House Bill 1078. Seconded?
Yeah.
Then seconded. All in favor of deferring this until Thursday, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We'll defer it till Thursday.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.